The Iranian national football team faces intense scrutiny before even stepping on the pitch at the World Cup. Rouzbeh Farahanipour, an Iranian-American activist, emphasizes the intertwining of politics and football, stating, "The Islamic Republic's team is not playing." As Iran prepares for matches in Los Angeles and Seattle, the atmosphere is charged with tension. Farahanipour, who fled Iran in 2000 after political activism, expresses deep personal stakes, losing family to the regime. He opposes the government's actions, but also rejects the notion of war as a solution. Outside SoFi Stadium, where Iran will meet New Zealand on June 15th, protests erupt, with demonstrators waving the pre-revolution lion and sun flag, symbolizing resistance against the current regime. Arezo Rashidian, a protest organizer, insists this flag represents true Iranian identity, contrasting it with the current national flag adorned with Islamic symbols. The presence of the team at the World Cup amplifies existing divisions among Iranian Americans, highlighting the conflict between national pride and opposition to the Islamic Republic's governance. Protesters emphasize solidarity with those opposing the regime, aiming to bring attention to the repression faced by dissenters in Iran.